This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Hello. Oh, my goodness. That's loud. It's Thursday.
Hey, Berkeley mom.
Oh, hey. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I can't remember the exact department they worked at. Maybe the athletics department. They sent us a bag of, I sent over, you know, congratulating Riley and
on being a Berkeley kid.
On being
kid
a Berkeley
now.
Kid and sent over this this tie dye.
Oh, let's see.
Berkeley bear.
Oh,
t-shirt.
Yeah, that is super cute.
I put that on today.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
It's
very excited.
Go Bears.
Hard to miss it with the
very
old tie-dye.
Yeah, that's super colorful. It's the most colorful thing I own.
There's nostalgia, obviously, in a tie-dye shirt.
Sure.
In Eugene, when I was living there, they still are selling those. Like,
they're full-on part of the wardrobe choices.
I mean, clearly they're still selling them here.
Yeah.
Like they are. But I remember walking through the downtown market on the weekend going, wow, someone's, you know, like you were doing purses, someone's putting a lot of time into their tie-dye projects.
They can be gorgeous.
They
a lot of times at the fairs, there'll be a lot of tie-dye stuff, and I have to admit that
got a pair of pants.
I did. They're
and those
so
are
cool.
So cute.
Really cute.
They're tie-dye
to
too?
Party. Yeah, they're really cute. They're big legs.
Yeah, they're like huge, called? Like, I don't know, palazzo pants?
Something like that.
They're
I never
just
heard
like
of
a
that.
Loose, they're a loose jersey, and they have like a, you know, just an elastic waistband.
Hammer pants?
Humongous. No, they don't attach at the ankle, but think about that if it just flared out at the bottom.
You
they're
talked
huge.
About flare pants a few weeks ago. I think I was wearing some flare pants, and you brought them up. I go, oh, like these? And for some reason, you had mentioned it. Maybe guys were wearing them, or there's some reason why you had brought it up.
I'm trying to think.
I always buy clothes at the fair. I like that.
Nothing wrong with that.
It's fun.
You're not going to find it anywhere else.
No, you're not going to find it anywhere else.
Oh, yeah, and you're not returning that crap, that's for sure.
Sure not. And it's just, you know, I always feel like it feels like summer vacation clothes. You know, there are things that you wouldn't wear to work. It's like, you know, some tunic-y thing that ties the shoulder, you know, whatever. Things that you wear when you're at your house, you throw a party or something.
Sure.
And, you know, they're super loose and flowy and comfortable. Mm-hmm. I love clothes like that.
Yep, me too.
Here, I'm more of a jeans and a t-shirt girl.
Right.
You know.
I vary. Never know what I'm going to wear.
I know. You actually do a good job with your wardrobe. You look pretty businesslike and hot every day.
Sometimes.
Every day.
Every day.
What do you mean? How? It can't be sometimes and every day.
No, sometimes
well,
she'll...
I say sometimes. She says every day. But I don't wear business suits every day.
No, not business suits. But you always have like a nice sort of business looking shirt on. Like you're not one who's... You're not a jeans and t-shirt. And, you know, crappy pair of sneakers.
I kind of like that yesterday.
Are you kidding me? You had a great shirt on yesterday with the little choker collar and the...
Oh, yeah.
I was still wearing jeans and crappy tennis shoes.
Yeah, but you had a nice shirt on the top.
All right,
I don't know.
Let's not fight,
whatever.
Children.
You're right.
It's a good day.
No, you dress better than you think you do.
Thank you. All right, thank you.
All right. So here we are. Oh, my God, are you okay?
Yeah, I hurt my throat when I did that.
Vinny and I, first thing we talked about this morning was Big Brother surprise.
Uh-oh.
The things I want to say about that house, I can't say.
I know.
It sounds... I couldn't... The unfortunate reality of today's PC world is you can't just be over the top in a joking, tongue-in-cheek manner without someone going, you can't say
someone's
that!
Offended, yeah. Right.
So there's no way to say what I really want to say, but it's that house is awful.
Yeah. They did a terrible job casting it this year, and it's... there should be some people with a brain, and I get that they want them to be doofuses and that it's funny, but none of them is likable. Like we were saying yesterday, the one I like now is the one I hated at the beginning, and even that guy I'm yelling at, like, dude, work it. Talk to some people.
You know what?
Ask for their tell them why it would be good to keep you.
I had a moment last night where I'm watching the show, and I go, Cody thinks he's Tom Cruise. He had this, look at him now, like with that in mind, look at him, and you'll go, oh, he kind of has a Tom Cruise look, but he also has this manner of delivery where he's seems to be acting, and I don't know if that's his lack of personality, and he just has to phony it up to like somehow relate to those humans.
Interesting.
But it's that somewhere in him is he's robot guy, and so I think he just it's put on,
right?
Like he puts it. But I swear I saw Tom Cruise in him as he was trying to talk to one of the other people.
Oh, I could see that. I'm looking at his picture.
That's interesting.
I was like, oh, that is so weird.
He's just...
He can't be him.
Who is him? I don't think he knows who him is.
His pictures posing, the images, he definitely is posing like, I could see that.
Well, we're not the first to notice because they actually, on the show, sometimes they'll put like machinery noises behind, like he'll turn his head or flick his eyes and they go zzz, zzz,
oh zzz. I haven't heard that.
It's been a couple times he'll look around, he'll it's when he like cracks his neck, it'll go zzz, zzz, or his eyes zzz, zzz.
That's missed me, but I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I mean, well, they're watching him 24 hours,
you know,
a day.
I also on the show, it feels like I understand people liked Paul during his season, and he's kind of a character, but unfortunately, they didn't put anyone in there who's a match for him.
No, not one person.
It's almost made him unlikable as I've watched this season, because I feel like no one's given him a run. And
nope.
I watched him last night as the lady did exactly as he told her to do, and he looked at the camera like,
uh-huh.
"Yep, finger guns. I did it again." And yeah. I just thought, this is bunk. I just want to punch that kid.
It would be a better season if he wasn't there. Because, well, I don't know if it would.
Because the doofuses savaging themselves would be better than probably watching one dude run everything.
My friend Wendy.
Hey, Wendy.
She's from the San Carlos Chamber of
Commerce. Is Wendy the one that strips naked all drunk at your house and John has to help her get her clothes back on and take her home?
Oh, you just made Wendy laugh.
Which one is she describing?
Has she helped with that scenario before?
No. Oh.
She doesn't know the naked lady?
Well, she knows now.
Oh.
But no, that's not the one.
Oh, okay. All right, Wendy says.
So Wendy had texted when you guys were talking about Big Brother the other day. She said, I watch live feeds of Big Brother. Matt and Raven have sex every night. And then I go, they do? And she goes, so did Cody and Jessica. Mark and Elena used to, but now they just kiss. And she goes to her own bed.
Well, that...
I didn't know so much sex was happening.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. I'm surprised.
Either.
But Mark and Elena don't even seem to be friendly anymore.
No, and they were... You know, that was the first of the showmances. I can't believe that Matt and Raven do it every night. That's pretty funny.
All right.
Because they're not.
Yeah, well, then maybe what I saw just was a moment.
Oh, yeah.
Momentary flash.
That's right. You said about the kissing thing. I don't know. I didn't notice that at all. And I'm not going to go back and watch episodes.
Look, I'm not surprised I misread some lady. Big surprise.
You're good at that, Vinny.
Misreading some lady? Yeah, for sure. No doubt.
So that must be wonderful for their parents as they watch.
Well, they have to know what those... They were raised by those parents. They're probably... The parents are probably applauding it.
Maybe.
Great job.
Way to work it.
You went in there with, you know, use what you got. Use it. What are they?
Girl.
Whatever.
Work it.
Use what your mother gave you or whatever that. That's how that saying goes.
Pretty funny.
Get the good Lord. I don't know.
What the good Lord gave you.
There's some saying.
I thought that was going to split you where the good Lord. I'm going to hit you where the good Lord split you.
No, there's something.
Oh, no. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're all jumbled up in there.
707 says, I watched a bit of Big Brother After Dark over the weekend. I wish they showed on the regular show even part of how long it took every time Alex had to set up that camp. Well, they're all just watching. Hmm. They were not allowed to help her set up or tear down.
There was a...
Was that a challenge?
It was a challenge where you could win the veto, Or you could win $5,000, or you could get one of these curses. And the curses were things like, I think two of them are tied together in tandem.
That was so funny.
So awesome. Finally, one of them was like, Josh, it's tandem. You got to stop. Tandem. So they had to be tied together. They're wearing like full jumpsuits and they're tied together for the next week. And then one of them has to wear an extremitard. It is. That's
yeah.
Every time
that's
they
exactly
say
what he had to do.
Stand up and say extreme. And then this, I thought this was maybe the worst curse ever. Like this poor girl has to carry, she's the camp counselor for the week or something, the camp guide.
Right.
And she has all this equipment she has to lug around with her and keep the camp guide outfit on at all times. And then every time they hit the bugle, she has to set up a tent, set up all the camping equipment, and cook each member of the household a hot dog on this little grill.
A what?
A hot dog. A hot dog.
You can't help it, Sarah. It's all right.
Which she... So she's to carry this grill around with her and carry these hot dogs around with her. See, I said it. Hot dog.
Just say it slow.
Whatever. And it looks like the biggest pain in the ass. And then she has to break everything down and pack it into the bundles and carry it around. And then they make her go through the whole thing. And then she finally gets it all packed up. She's heading back into the house. And they blow the bugle again. I was like, oh, that's a rough. I think my favorite curse like that was, didn't they all have to be like in a boy band?
Oh, I don't remember. But I've only been watching for maybe a handful of years. You've been with it since the beginning.
It was when the twins were on the show, whenever that was.
Remember twins?
2 years ago, the two blonde twins. Oh.
Was that the awful season where... I missed a season because the people were so bad.
I don't know, Vin. I feel like it was one you watched. It was one the one where the... I think the dentist was in the boy group.
See, you know what's weird? I remember the dentist because that was... They were dropping names from the challenge last night into... From past contestants into the challenge last night, and the missus looked up one of the names and went, oh, it's the dentist.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I went,
oh, I know that.
Oh,
guy.
I wouldn't have known that if I hadn't seen him.
Right.
But that's the celebrity these people carry is barely any.
Yeah. Right.
Like name recognition, none.
There are very few people that you can pull from past seasons. It's funny, too, because I remember like when Survivor first started, like I just was so invested. I could name a lot of people on the first one.
Oh, totally.
But
yeah.
After that, it just fades away. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't remember who won. And you're totally invested by the end of the season. But I don't know, 3 weeks later, you
can
barely
Richard
name.
Hatch won.
Yep. Actually, it's that Susan.
Oh, the truck driver.
The truck driver. It's her birthday today.
Oh.
Guess who?
Hawk?
Susan Hawk.
Oh,
she was the snake.
That.
If you were a snake dying on the side of the road, I wouldn't give you water. And guess how old she is today?
She's one of those people that just looks old.
Yeah.
So, 42.
Oh, no.
Older? 58.
Well, she was on when she was in the year 2000 when that show started. And I thought she was old then.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 54.
She's 56, which means she was about 37.
And looked 47.
Looked old. Mm-hmm. People, you know, some people do.
Or 38, some people just, maybe?
Don't age well. That's all.
I was just astounded. I was like, so you're telling, because I thought of her as being like a 50-year-old when she was on the show in the year 2000. She was in her 30s. It's like crazy.
What does that mean? Was Rudy like 70 years
old? He was 72.
70. Yeah. I wonder if he's still around.
We would have known if he died.
He'd be like 90. I know. I feel
they
like we would have heard
us,
it.
They would have told us, for sure.
Yeah. Look him up, sure. Rudy, from the first season.
My favorite moment from last night's show. And this goes to your Boston stuff, so I just love it. There's a guy on there from Boston.
And he's the old guy in the house.
Yeah, and
he's 50
I like
so,
him,
40.
Actually. I think he's a great character.
Me
and
too.
He seems to be
he's the only one I actually feel like he's a genuine human being. He's actually not trying to hurt anybody's feelings.
Yeah, he seems to be a good guy. And he has a moment where he's in the room by himself, and he says, you know, back home, if you cry, or he says something like, if I were to cry on TV, I wouldn't be able to go back home. So he sticks his head in the refrigerator to have a good cry, right? And I'm like, oh. And he pulls his head out, and the camera zooms in on him. And I'm like, you
dummy.
You BHs. Like, you'd go right for... He just told you they'd kill him back home if he's crying. And what do they do?
Zoom in
to make sure they catch the tears glimmering off the light off his cheek so that he can get a good pounding when he gets back to the neighborhood.
As people are screenshotting that.
He has something like seven daughters.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
He's actually built for this game.
He is, actually.
I feel like people who live in a house full...
Have to negotiate all the time.
They function well in those settings, whereas I find myself going, that doesn't go there, that goes here. And please, just don't touch my bed. Why are you in my bed?
Right.
All
We're
these
all
things
in each
that
other's
I'm,
beds constantly.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm too rigid. I would have to just figure it out, find a way.
Yeah. We're more rigid than we think we are when we get into a scenario where everything's been thrown out the window.
Sure.
You don't realize it because that's how you live.
He's still alive.
Oh, Rudy is.
He is. He's 89.
Oh. How's he doing?
Nothing.
Nothing. Just hanging out in his 80s.
Yeah.
One of those older, tough guys.
Yeah. I liked him a lot. Anyway.
All right.
We're going to play a song now. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Thursday. Apologies to people who don't watch Big Brother.
Oh, people are going off.
I can't forgive you. Sorry.
Too bad on you. It's so good. You wish you were watching it. You're just jealous. We'll be back in a sec.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.